AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Performance Foods 10.1M share slip interrupts a 24% quarter near the top of food distribution. PFGC remains in an active weekly trend signal and sits only 4.0% below its 52-week high. But the latest negative week arrived on above-average participation. Research brief. Performance Food Group closed the week ended 17 July at $111.8, down 1.4%, after a strong 12-week advance of 23.8%. The read is balanced rather than cleanly bullish. Price remains 17.0% above the weekly trend line, and market dynamics are positive, while volume at 1.2 times the 13-week average gives only moderate confirmation, and the stock trades 36.5% above ShareMaestro fair value. Key points. 1. PFGC fell 1.4% for the week, but remains up 7.9% over 4 weeks and 23.8% over 12 weeks. 2. The weekly trend signal is active with a 6-week streak, and the close is 17.0% above the $95.48 trend line. 3. The stock is positioned at 86.9% of its 52-week range and sits 4.0% below the $116.4 high. 4. Latest volume was 10.1 million shares, or 1.2 times the 13-week average of 8.6 million. Enough to show participation, but not a decisive confirmation threshold. 5. Food distribution context is supportive, with 60.0% trend breadth and 60.0% positive relative strength breadth, while the broader consumer defensive sector has weaker RS breadth at 34.0%. Price action pauses after a strong quarterly move. Performance Food Group's latest weekly close of $111.8 marked a 1.4% pullback, interrupting a strong short-term run rather than breaking it. The 4-week return remains 7.9%, and the 12-week gain stands at 23.8%, placing the stock well ahead of both the U.S. consumer defensive sector's 3.1% average 12-week return and the U.S. food distribution industry's 6.2% average. The price structure remains high in the range. PFGC is 4.0% below its 52-week high of $116.4 and 86.9% through its one-year range, with the close 17.0% above the $95.48 trend line. That distance keeps the weekly trend constructive, but it also reduces room for error if momentum cools further. Signal state is positive, but not fully confirmed. The ShareMaestro setup reads as balanced, with a composite score of 66. The weekly trend signal is active and has been active for 6 consecutive weeks, while activity pressure is positive at 1.48. Relative leadership is also positive at 5.54, with the 4-week change in that reading showing a sharp improvement from the weaker June backdrop. The latest signal state is not a fresh activity trigger. That matters because the stock is already extended versus both the trend line and ShareMaestro fair value, where it trades at a 36.5% premium to the $81.89 model level. The opportunity evidence is the active trend and improving market dynamics. The risk evidence is the stretched valuation distance, proximity to the high, and one recent reversal marker in the smart money tape. Volume supports interest, not conviction. Participation improved in the down week. PFGC traded 10.1 million shares, above the 13-week average of 8.6 million and the 52-week average of 8.4 million for a 1.2 times volume ratio on both measures. That is a better level of participation than the 2 prior weeks at 6.8 million shares, but still short of the 1.5 times level that would point to stronger confirmation behind the next move. The volume mix is therefore mixed. Strong positive weeks earlier in the advance, including 7.2% for the week of 12 June and 6.6% for the week of 26 June, helped establish the breakout tone. The latest decline on higher volume deserves attention because it suggests sellers were more active as the stock approached its high water zone. Industry backdrop is firmer than the broader defensive group. Within U.S. food distribution, PFGC's 12-week return ranks second in the 10-stock group, while its 4-week return ranks third. The industry backdrop is healthier than the broader consumer defensive sector. Food distribution shows 60.0% trend breadth, 50.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and 60.0% positive relative strength breadth. The wider consumer defensive sector is less consistent. Sector trend breadth is 50.0%, and market dynamics breadth is 59.0%, but positive relative strength breadth is only 34.0%. That makes PFGC's industry positioning more important than its sector label, with peers such as the Andersons and US Foods also showing active trend conditions, while Sysco remains less confirmed on relative strength. What to watch next? The next test is whether PFGC can hold its high-range structure without needing heavy support from the broader defensive sector. A move back toward the $116.4 USD 52-week high would need better volume confirmation to reduce the risk of exhaustion, while a loss of momentum would bring the 95.48 USD trend line back into focus as the key weekly regime level. Market dynamics should remain central. If activity pressure continues to improve from 1.48 and relative strength stays positive, the pullback can be read as consolidation after a strong quarter. If those readings fade while volume remains elevated on down weeks, the premium to fair value and the 17.0% trend cushion become more relevant risk markers. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.